Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mark Merrill, and I am stronger now. I'm going to be 52 years old. I'm stronger now than I've ever been in my entire life. It's absolutely incredible how my life has changed and pain-free.
3, 2, 1, hold it there. 3, 2, 1, push it up.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and I just want to say that DDP's yoga pretty much changed my life. I feel better now at 40 than I ever have my entire life, and that's not just a cliche, it's the truth.
This is what dynamic resistance is all about. Take a deep breath in and pull. 3, 2, 1.
Hi, my name is Ray Lloyd. Best known for my wrestling name is Glacier in World Championship Wrestling. I know, I speak from experience. I used to have really bad low back pain. I've had my right knee and my right ankle totally reconstructed from wrestling. I have no pain anymore.
Turn your palms out, spread your fingers wide, and push. 3, 2, 1, hold it there. How do you make this easier besides being on your knee? Step in.
This is Rob Van Dam, here to tell you firsthand, YRG's no joke.
Yeah, but everyone else, man.
I'm waiting. Fade out of static.
I'm waiting. Is this thing I'm doing on you guys a tickle on me? Are you guys hearing that? Okay, then I don't care. I can hear myself talk. It gets obnoxious at times, I'm sure. I want to welcome everyone to DDP Radio. Yeah. You can tell my voice. I've done one or two too many interviews tonight, but I already talked to our guest who I'm bringing on the show tonight, so I wanted to make sure that I was here to kick it off with her. As usual, I've got my buddy Robert, who's the master mixer, who puts all the websites together and throws a lot of serious work into our whole franchise here, DDP Yoga. How you doing tonight, bro?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Awesome. And what about the master of Spark, Sparky? How are you, bro?
I'm doing great, bro. Despite three crazy kids and a wife with a broken ankle, life is pretty good.
Sweet. And how about, did we have Stacy? Has she made an appearance yet? Or
no, she hasn't.
Okay, she loves to come fashionably late now. Now she's smoking hot, looking blonde. Dropped 185 pounds. She's wearing it. Before I get into talking to our one of our members of Team DDP Yoga, once somebody hit Twitter out there, Robert, let them know that we're live and throw the phone number up there so people want to listen to it on the their phones if they're driving. If you got it at your house, you can be obviously tune into DDPRadio.com and be hearing this coming live over the internet. And if you're not, you're just getting out and about. You can actually hit it on your phone and just call in and sit there. You don't have to ask questions or anything. You just listen to it, and I'll give you that number verbally. It is 347-994-1216. And now pick up the pen, and we'll do it one more time. 347-994-1216. If you want to call in and listen, we won't be taking questions for a while. So if you call in, we're going to assume you're listening. Got some special guests coming on later on tonight. I want to talk about, before we get into talking to lovely Crystal tonight and how we came upon her, I want to talk about the opening that we just did there. And it's I can't tell you what a real treat and honor it is to be able to have guys like Mark Merrill, Ray Lloyd, Rob Van Dam, Chris Jericho, putting over what literally, in our business, for another wrestler to put over another wrestler's anything they're doing, we call it the favor. And all those guys who were, putting over what was doing, know, they worked out with me, and you know, RBD of course has his own thing. He's indestructible, and he's probably the biggest reason why I ever went on this quest of doing this, you know, now called DDP Yoga, was because I noticed that here's this kid, you know, who's 15 years younger than me and is literally indestructible. He flies through the air, he lands, and you know, I watched him fly, do double twists in the air and land on, hey, out of here, out. The dog just came out. Shut the door behind you, dog. I'm not the yoga docs, who's actually part of the originator. He wrote the book with me, Yoga for Regular Guys. And we've got not one, not two, but three pit bulls and a greyhound. So this house can get pretty damn, it's pretty crazy.
He's got a kennel.
He's got a kennel, man. This is the doghouse. But he helped me put that together. But back to the guys, you know, RVD, he inspired me. And if anybody wants to hear the show that RVD was on, do we have that highlighted in our archives, Rob? Do we have
that
archive?
I can do that. I can definitely do that.
We need to do that, you know, because Rob, and if you got a problem with F-bombs, then that's not the show you should listen to. If you realize the word fuck just means fuck, it's like what to someone like me and Rob. You know, I try to put my F meter on here as much as possible. Besides saying the word, the F-bomb, he is very, very, very inspirational. And like I said, he was, everybody's seen him do the crazy splits in the ring and do the crazy stuff he does, and he's been hurt once. Now, if that doesn't tell you that core strength and flexibility means something, you know, and Rob put in there at the end, it's no joke, because when we worked out together, it was about eight of us, bunch of fighters. Officer X is with us. He's been a guest here many a time on the show. It was actually Officer X who I met at a meet and greet in Jersey, and we just became friends, and he became friends with Rob the same way. And Rob and I were, you know, acquaintances in wrestling, but now we're like buddies afterwards. So it's like me and Jericho, but it was Officer X who put us together. But to hear Mark Merrow, whose body is just beat up, now feeling like in no pain, and helping Chris Jericho, because he did all the work. All I did was guide him to what is YRG, you know, part of the DDP yoga workouts. And, you know, he took it to another level. He did it every day. He got addicted to it. And, you know, it took away the pain and gave him back his career. And to see him in the main event the other night was awesome. You know, and Ray Lloyd having all those surgeries and coming through it. You know, what we have here and what tonight's show is about, it's just about inspiring each other and, you know, asking questions about the program or, you know, something that, you know, need help. So if you've got it, you're a part of Team DDP Yoga. I'm sorry my voice is so gravelly tonight, but I've been doing one interview after another. And like anything, something's going to wear out. My body ain't what my voice is. Let me tell you why I brought on here Crystal from why she is on tonight as a guest. And it's mainly because we did a contest, right, Robert? This is for the contest that we did.
Yeah, this was the Facebook contest.
The Facebook contest. And we had about three different people. Am I correct that we picked out of that?
Four, but yeah.
Four. But one person got the max pack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there was one person I was supposed to call and you know, make sure that, you know, they got set on the right course. But we also looked at, you know, a lot of people's their letters into us and why they should be picked. And it was going to be who was really had the best letter. That's what it came down to, you know, and the best story. And that was Crystal. Well, what stuck out to you, Robert? Do you remember?
You know, we had a bunch of... Well, before we go into that, let me let you know that Stacy's actually with us now. We had a bunch of really strong entries. And, you know, normally when we do something like that, I would just send them all to you and say, you know, what do you think? But as soon as I read Crystal's, I was like, this is our winner. There's no doubt, because the battles that she's been through, I'm sure you guys are going to get into here in a second, but her determination and by reading her entry, you could tell how much heart she had.
You're going to make me cry.
So now that we've given you this hype, try not to spoil it. Yeah, I'm really not worried about it because this woman can talk more than I can. So, and she writes me these long letters, which everybody knows I'm ADD and dyslexic, but I read them all. You know, and so I try to get her, let's get her talking because she can write. So tell us your story, Crystal.
Where to start? Well, first and foremost, I just want to say I'm really, really grateful to be here, and I'm so blessed to be a part of one of the most, if not the most, motivational, inspirational team that is out there. When you can become a part of this, and when, you know, you are, as soon as you're a member and you start getting into everything that Team DDP has to offer you, you just get these welcome messages from all these people, and it's just, it really is the most welcoming place in the world. So thank you so much, first and foremost, for allowing me to be a part of that, because it just makes me be a better me. So thank you.
That's awesome. And, you know, there's a couple people that I've told when I start to help them, you know, if I'm helping you, and I'm not charging you anything. This is like me just helping you. If I'm helping you, you help others. And that's how that infectious thing has happened, you know, where people welcome each other, you know. And I got to tell you, this is no lie. There was one guy I'm an autograph signing, and I said, we start talking about the workout, and the guy was asking me questions, you know, how to make it, because he's already doing it. And I thought, you have the workout. I said, dude, you should join DDP Yoga. Team DDP Yoga. And he said, well, I did. And he goes, I got all these people come in and welcome me. He goes, I go, yeah, is that great? He goes, I was scared. It was intimidating. I go, intimidating. I said, what are you smoking, dude? I mean, it's a support system. The main reason why people fail who try to lose weight or try to get their body right because their knees are bad, or their back, or they're just sore all over. I just got a message from Taz. Now, I'm going to come back to Crystal in a second, but I just got to tell you this right here. You know, the one and only Taz, one bad son bitch, you know, in the ring, out of ring, great announcer, the whole deal. But Taz, you know, beat up his body. And what'd you tell me today earlier, Rob?
He put up on his Twitter. Now, I told you that he contacted you on Twitter, and I went back and I actually looked, because I went back and logged into your account and trying to find out where he had contacted you at, because I know it's one of the boys. You're going to help him out. So I looked through the direct messages, and there's nothing there. And he just sent out a tweet to you and said, well, I couldn't get with Dallas, so I'm going to keep looking for the yoga program. So Bambi, who is our social media guru, sent that to me, and I sent it to Dallas, and you know, we jumped on it right away.
Yeah, so I, although Officer X is going to try to get on this line. Hold on 1 second. Officer X, are you going to actually come through my line? Officer X.
Hey, what's up, my man?
I'm doing the show. I just put you on my line.
God, you hit me. I'll call the other one. I'll call the other line. I thought I was down on the other one.
That's all right. Just hit mute on your phone for a minute, all right? So, his ears must have been burning. We were talking about him earlier. So I sent Taz a message. I was like, I said, hey, bro, I hear you're looking for me. If it's true, hit me back. And he goes, how are things, bro? He goes, body hurts. You know, help me out here. Basically, I'm not going to get into personal stuff here, but basically any of the boys, and I put that out there, any of the guys I wrestled with or still wrestle now, who wrestled before me, you know, that stuff I just sent to them because I want to help them, you know, and I know that this will, you know. So that was very cool. He just popped me in. This Twitter thing's amazing. You know, I fought it in the beginning. I didn't want to do it because it's just one more social media group. And I know in the last 2 days, a lot of people have asked, you know, sent me questions, you know, and when it comes to DDP Yoga, I answer them all. But I've been so overwhelmed the last 2 days, I haven't been able to get to it. When I have, I had no internet. So, so then I got like, it took me like a week to catch up. And I finally caught up to everybody, and so now I'm back behind again. But I will get to all those questions. So just to let you
totally
know.
Blowing up.
But it's that Twitter thing where people are talking about. So back to Crystal. So tell us, give us your story. I'm going to shut up here. I want to hear your story because I want people to hear it the way you told me it, okay? And just say what's on your mind.
What's on my mind? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I don't even know where to start. Once upon a time, you know, I was found myself at 222 pounds. I was sick. I had a brush with cancer. To make a long story short, I'll give you the Reader's Digest. I was blessed with two wonderful children who are both, they have health challenges as well. And I was sick, so I was fighting to get healthy, and I just decided that this wasn't how I was supposed to live my life, and this wasn't the path that I wanted to walk, so I needed to find a way to get healthy. To make a long story short, I went from a size 22 down to about, I don't know, I guess it was about a 10, and I had lost, you know, over 70 pounds. In the meantime, I had put myself through nutritional school, so I'm now a registered holistic nutritionalist because I wanted to be able to feed my body and feed my mind and just, you know, become very, very healthy and do that for my children too, because I didn't feel I could preach with them if I didn't have the knowledge. So I figured the only way to get the knowledge was to put myself through school. So that's what I did. And in the meantime, just recently, this past summer, I lost the vision in one of my eyes. Very, very perfect vision up until then, and lost the vision in one of my eye and started to, you know, get a little freaked out, and went to a doctor, and at 38 years old, they tell me I have the onset of MS.
So that knocked you on your ass.
Did. And I'll be very honest with you, for someone like me to actually be knocked on my ass is a bit of a thing, because then I find that once you get knocked on your ass, you are then in the perfect position to throw yourself a pity party. So I did that. I cried for, I don't know, a week. I really thought, what the fuck am I going to do now? Like, I can't believe I have to do
this.
There you
go.
You got to love that word. So I didn't know what to do. And then I turned to the internet and I just basically started looking, and that's when I came across DDP. So I've known about it for a long time, and then it kind of slipped my mind because I got caught up doing other things and just trying to find a way, but no way was being found. And here I sit, a proud member of DDP Yoga, and I'm telling you, I honestly, honestly feel so much better. And the only thing Dallas requires me to do is to hit play.
You break up. I don't know if you're starting to get an echo there. So what are you saying? The only thing what?
What's that, Dallas?
I said, we're in like an echo farm here now. Can you guys hear an echo on me?
Yeah, there's a little bit. Crystal, do you have the show playing in the background or anything?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, because I don't want feedback, so.
Yeah, well, not now you're perfect. So go ahead.
Yeah. No, so the only thing that you really require me to do every single day, and it's a promise that, you know, I made to you when I was so lucky enough to win the contest, because, oh, my goodness, that was just an amazing thing for me to have your voice on the other end of the phone and to have an email from Robert saying, oh, my goodness, you've won. That changed. That's the day that everything changed, because not only was you made an investment in me, and I then had to up the investment in myself. And since that time, whew, let me tell you, I feel so much better. I'm already down 5 pounds. Pfft, who knew?
And you're also doing 2 or 3 workouts a day.
Yeah, I am doing that. So I fell short. I had an 18 workout week challenge to myself. I was going to do 18 workouts in 1 week, and I took a rest day, and I accomplished 14 more shows in a week.
Hey, but that's awesome. That's crazy awesome. And yeah. I want people to, like, what do you think about that, Sparky? You know, the people say I can't get on the mat.
Yeah, if she didn't bring it up, I was gonna call her on it because she made a post saying, "Is there such a thing as failure?" And she started out with, "My goal was doing 18 workouts, and I only got 14."
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
What do you think, Stacey? Because Stacey, I know you've done.
I feel like I'm not working hard enough. I mean, you're amazing, Crystal.
Oh, thank you. You know what? I'm only as strong as the friends I surround myself with and the yoga workouts I do and the coffee I drink. So thank you, guys. I'm blessed.
Everyone is a product of their own environment, you know, and there's a reason why. Like, there was a kid that back when I first started I first got involved with professional wrestling as a manager.
You're going to live away.
Is that me now?
Yeah, that's you.
I'm not doing anything, man. I'm just sitting here. All right. So I get this call. Fuck, this thing pissed me off. Maybe it's Officer X that's called into me.
Want to call it on the other line?
Yeah, call on the other line. You got it. It goes away. Did it go away? It went away. That's what it was. So I got to tell you, this kid, he called. They called me back in the office. I had a club called Norma Jean's, and I was doing this stuff, the managing, which is still plays on the classics on AWA.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a call, and no one really knew I was doing it except for a small, you know, like my close buddies knew I was doing it because I just started doing it. Maybe I've done it like 2 months, which means I worked 2 days. And I'm on the air on, they played the show on ESPN at 12 o'clock at night, and then they play 4 in the afternoon. So there's Diamond Dallas Page managing Bad Company, and I'm wearing a Norma Jean's Dance Club t-shirt on one of the shows, one of my leopard skin jackets or something. And this kid sees it and hears me talking about it. So he calls 411, gets a number, and calls the club. And the woman who's answering the phones for me and being the bookkeeper, she doesn't know Judy from, you know, guys know Judy. She's come on here and she's gone on the program and off and on and off and on and off. Great lady, but you know she goes on and off a lot with the deal. But Judy calls me back and she goes, "Paige, someone's asking for Diamond Dallas Page." I don't know who that is. She goes, "But I'm guessing you have something to do with that." So I pick up the phone. It sounds like a little girl and starts asking me wrestling questions. I go, "Do I know you?" You know, normally I'll play along until I figure out who it is. It's like, sounds like a little girl. And she goes, "Well, I'm a friend of a friend of a friend." I go, "Now, who are you?" And he says, "His name is John." I go, "Okay, it's a little boy." I go, "Where's your mother?" She goes, "She's over here." I said, "Put her on, please." You know, because I'm not talking to any little kid. You know, not without the parents knowing about it, you know. So she got on. We talked, and I said, "Okay, now you can put him back on." And so I talked a little bit with him because I had just gotten to talk to Classy Freddie Blassie, and Lee Marshall made that happen. And I was like a little kid talking to Classy Freddie Blassie, so they could call like at a perfect time. So I talked to him. I said, "Here's the deal, John." I said, "You can call me once a month, okay?" Because I knew he was going to call me every day if he could. So every month that kid would call me for like 3 or 4 months. And then his mother gets on the phone. She goes, "Mr. Page," she goes, "I just want you to know that Johnny's not doing well in school." I said, "Really?" I said, "Put him on." I said, "Yo, I don't want to hear from you again until your mother calls me and tell me you picked your grades up." And I hung up the phone. So later on, she would call me back. "He's doing good in school now." Well, I actually put the story of this kid in my book, Positively Page. And now he's a teenager, and he's having a problem with drugs.
Oh,
and he's, like, trying to get me to feel sorry for him. And I'm like, "Johnny, you've known me for, like, 10 years. Like, I'm a big star then at that point." And I still talk to him all the time. But there was a point where he stepped out. And then he came back. And Smokey told me, he said, dude, he's got a problem with drugs and stuff. So that's where it's, to me, it's got to be hard love. And this became the reason I brought this story up. When he got back on the phone, you know, when he called me, and I said, let me ask you a question. You've known me a long time. Do you ever see me hang out with anybody who does drugs? I mean, at all? They're like, no. I go, yeah. I said, get off the shit. I said, I don't want to hear you crying about this shit. Just go to a rehab and get off. Boom, hung up. 6 months later, he called me back. And, you know, and they stayed like that for a long time. And it was you're a product of your environment and who you're around. And that's what I developed Team DDP Yoga, because I wanted people to be able to help each other. You know, Stacey Morris made one of the greatest stories on the planet because she came and found Carrie Lang.
Absolutely.
You know, and started talking to her. You know, and so that's what this thing's all about. And I want to turn this over to Sparky and to Stacey. And you guys take this, and you got Chris on the phone. I think Ray Lloyd's going to show up here a little bit later. I got to give my voice a rest. And I still got to call the Tasmanian Devil and get him ready to do some DDP yoga and get him holding back the hands of time. I can't wait to bring him on this show. That'll be awesome. Anyone who's listening, enjoy the show. You got, these people are great here, and if you're looking to to grab a hold of something that it ain't some cult shit. It's just people getting healthy and helping each other. And do we drink and party? Yes, we do. You know, it's all mixed in.
Yes.
Now, I do want to mention this. It looks like it's going to be the third week. I'll have more details next week when we will have on the Hurricane Shane Helms. Will be on this show, coming back from a motorcycle injury, had done DDP yoga with me in the park, blew his heart rate up huge. Him and his mad girl who were just she's a warrior, war. She's shredded. She's a warrior, and she was both of them had heart rates on both monitors on both of them, and they were blowing up big time. And so now he knows that he can do that without having any impact, and his foot is really screwed up from that motorcycle accident that he had. But he'll tell everybody about that, and you know what his plans are and stuff. He'll be on here next week, and hopefully I'll have some news about Taz at that point. And I will tell you when we are going to be doing the second annual DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza. And we will have some people talking about that. We had a blast at that. So, you know, it's going to be around the middle of June. So I'll let you know more about that next week. Sparky, Stacey, it's all you. Robert, love you. Talk to you later. Spare Crystal, keep up the great work.
Take care, brother.
All right, bro.
Bye-bye,
take care,
Dallas.
Man.
Night, Dallas.
All right, so there it is. Crystal, I want to talk to the good. Well, let me hit real quick on something that Dallas said, and Stacey, maybe you can chime in when he's talking about Team DDP Yoga, and for people listening, if you haven't heard it before and you haven't seen it, go to teamddpyoga.com. If you're doing the program, get in teamddpyoga.com, because there is so much going on right now, and to grab a hold of a Stacey or Crystal or Steve Anderson and kind of have them be a mentor, throw tips at you, it's priceless. When I first got in, I got this call from a guy named from Doug. This guy, Doug, he was actually stalking me on the site. You know?
I can't picture that.
Yeah, and I'm like, who the hell is this guy, and why does he even give a shit? And, through coming through things, and you know, DDP does all he can to get a hold of people who are putting the work in. And so, you know, DDP gives me a call. I know this is real. So all of a sudden I'm like, okay, maybe I'll give this guy a call. And it turns out it's Doug Steffen. And for people who don't know him, he's been away for a while, but Doug is a warrior who has basically a broken body. He is our $6 million man, and he puts himself together, back together with the team, or with DDP Yoga, and he helps put people back together on Team DDP Yoga. And it's so motivational to have somebody there, a buddy, who can help you through things. And, you know, there's been a few of us, like Stacy, like yourself, and Robert, and me, who we try to touch everybody. And that was at a point, and this is just a month ago, when there were six people signing up, you know, between shows or a week. We have 50 people signing up in any given 10-day stretch of time right now.
Good.
So it's so important, I think, Crystal, that for you to be sharing your story like that, for people to be attaching to it, it's so motivational. So that, that sort of pay it forward attitude is priceless.
Thank you. Thank you. And I can't do it alone, you know, because at the beginning of anything, it may seem really, really difficult. And there is no harm in saying, I need help. I need help. I don't know where to start. I don't know how to start. There is no shame in that at all. And one of the greatest attributes of this team that Dallas has compiled is that there is someone always there saying, you know what, I believe in you, and you can do this. So, Dallas, I'm just going to take a quote that he sent me in one of many emails that we pass back and forth to each other. Like he mentioned, they're, some of them can be pretty long. But he said to me, I was having an off day, and he had said to me, you know what, you can never go to your mountain and look at the bottom of it and go, oh, my gosh, this is a mountain. What you need to do is just start climbing. Take it day by day. Take it workout by workout. It'll all come to pass the way it should. You know, don't get overwhelmed by just what you want to accomplish. Don't get caught up in the numbers or, you know, just don't just get caught up in the moment and do it. And just press play. That's all you have to do.
Let me ask you, Crystal, because this is, you know, one thing that amazes me is with everything that you said that's come to you in your life.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the big changing things that happened was sort of the MS diagnosis.
Yeah,
and
that was
you said, yeah, and you said that kind of brought you down. What kind of gave you the hope? What was the turning point to say, well, you had that week where it was tough, and then you said, I know I can do it. I know you got the call from Dallas, and that kind of eventually catapulted you. What was in you that didn't give up totally, that people can kind of latch on to, you can tell people?
Right. So, out of everything, you know, when you quiet the surroundings that you have when you're given news like that, if you're able to just quiet things down and actually think about the situation, I'm a fighter. Really, I'm a fighter. I'm really not accustomed to sitting on my ass. Really, I'm not willing to accept a diagnosis. If I accept it, then that means that I invite it, and it's going to just do what it will with me. It just doesn't sit well with me. You can't get on your feet till you get off your ass, right? So I decided that if I was going to continue being a warrior, I couldn't do that while I was having my pity party. I couldn't do that. I couldn't sit and cry and, you know, do all this stuff. And in the meantime, while all this is going on, I used to go to the DDP yoga site every day and just listen to Arthur's story, or, you know, read Stacy's story, and I would inundate myself with it. Because when you believe you can, you can. So then I just decided that enough was enough. And, you know, and then everything just kind of came into place. And the next thing I know, I get a phone call from Dallas saying, soon you won.
You've got a little bit of an echo going there, Crystal. And
I do. Yeah.
Well, we had Officer X. I think he just dropped.
Okay. But no, but that's awesome, because I think a lot of people out there need to realize that, you know, one of the things in my life, I had a couple normal things going on, but when you have something that big in your life and you don't treat it as an anchor, and like you said, you know, you get back on your feet, who out there is listening with challenges that they can be thankful that, you know, they aren't as big to overcome. Why are they sitting on their ass?
I don't know. Maybe they don't have that support system. I don't know. I just know it's really easy, and this is what I've come to learn. This is one of the lessons I've taken away. It's really, really easy to be negative. It really is.
Yep.
It is incredibly easy to subscribe yourself to a negative way of life, a negative thought pattern, and whatever the case may be, whatever it's negative, you know, oh, you know, it's going inside, oh, shit, whatever. You know, it's really easy to buy into that. Where the work is being positive. That's where the work is. But that's where the change is, too.
Hey, Crystal, are you familiar with Terry, who's part of Team DDP Yoga?
I think I actually have. I don't know if they're on my page or not, to be honest, but yeah.
Well, Terry has been hanging out on the line listening for a while. It looks like she's got something to say. Are you there, Terry?
I am. Hi, everybody. Hi, Robert.
Hey.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, I was just been really amazed by your story, and I was aware of you. I don't know if we've talked or whatever before, or if I found you as a friend, but and as a nurse too, I'm really inspired by you dealing with MS and in a positive way and sharing it with others and just paying it forward in that quietly saying, if I'm up here trying and doing this, what's all your reasons not to?
Absolutely.
And everybody's reasons are important in one way or another to themselves, but very impressive that you're sharing this and doing the workouts. And I was curious if you had to, how many symptoms you have, if you've had to adjust the workouts, because it is make it your own. And when you have injuries, and I've been doing this kind of since the beginning of time with Dallas, I was the original and only gal for a while when it was just in a concept form, and throughout my decade, or as I've been aging a little or having illnesses or problems, I have to adjust the workout, and so have you had to alter it with symptoms or on a good day versus a bad day, or are you still able to do it as is?
Right. So honestly, there I'm not unlike anyone else. I mean, I do have my good days and I do have my bad days. At this point, I'm more blessed with good than bad. Dallas and I had been talking, and he said, for me, it would probably be essential for me to start my days with the wake-up workout every day. That really has been one of the biggest things for me, because it's simply oil for the tin man. Yeah, I mean, it's perfect. It's just a great way to get my body going. As soon as that workout's done, it's not unlike me to reach for double black diamond. That's, you know, I dive in headlong. Now, I'm not, there are times when I do have to modify. I have to be very smart within my confines of what I can do and what I can't do. That being said, again, I'm not too interested in what I can't do, so I usually push the envelope a little bit. And if I have to bring myself back a little bit, I will do that. I will do that. But again, progress is forward motion. It's not backwards. So I continue forward. I don't step back. Absolutely. And like I said, I'm not interested in being I'm not interested in being the girl with the diagnosis or with MS. I don't want it. So I'm really not taking ownership of it. So I push myself. Absolutely. And I'm so grateful that you're on the line and that we've actually got to talk, because I have read your story, and as soon as you said that you were one of the originals, it just popped right into my head, and I'm so grateful that you're on the line too. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I heard you were going to be on. I've been being very good about coming back on
grateful.
Right, and so I just wanted to say that I just really was impressed as that you're able to do the workouts and that you're doing so well with it. And that's just a reminder. I liked what you said about you get up every day. And for me, when I talk with people, it's always about taking one day at a time. You get up because today can be the only day you have. So you just do today. You don't have to worry about climbing the mountain.
No.
You just do today.
Right, absolutely, because today is what we're given at any moment. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Exactly.
You do what you can with where you are, with what you got. That's it. That's all you can do. And if you can do it with a happy heart and a smile on your face,
even better, isn't it?
Even
it always
better.
Makes it better.
Even
exactly.
better.
And it makes
that's
it
all
much
does.
Makes it much more doable when you don't have to eat the whole pie. You're just eating a little bit. And
absolutely.
Yeah. And when people see you do that too with that smile and with such ease, I think everybody else wants a little piece of that too. There's
and
actually.
Go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, we actually have another guy on the line who has come through some challenges. Jersey Wolf Eric. Who recently just wrote a blog about some challenges he had with some mental issues as far as having some anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he had an update for us on that. Eric, you out there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, Crystal. Hey, Terry. Hey,
Stacey. Hi, Eric.
How you? And Stacey, how are you guys all doing?
We're great.
I'm great.
Good.
That's wonderful to hear, Crystal. Your story is so motivating and so powerful. Thanks for sharing.
Oh, thank you.
As for my update, I've been doing a program for over, so I'm in my ninth week now, and I weighed in my eighth week, and I'm down to 201 from 212.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you. But, I mean, not just because of the workout, I mean, weight loss, but also for as my blog suggests, for my sanity, because before I was in school and I was really stressed out because I had a new baby at the time and working all the time, and I found with DDP yoga, I need it. It's my salvation in a way. It's my
that centers you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, one thing with my anxiety is my stuttering issue. When I get really nervous, I start stuttering a whole bunch, and I hope you guys don't mind.
Yep. You're
Hey, well, you're on with all the regular guys, bro.
Yeah. I tried to follow how I came into this. Like I did a lot of other programs, and I found a support with this community, with this family, is overpowering. If you have a bad day, you can reach out to anybody. You can reach out to Terry, out to Stacy, out to Sparky, out to Robert, anybody in the room, Steve Anderson, and they're always willing to help you go break through that. Plateau, I guess. I have a break through that hurdle, and I'm at peace here. I'm a lot better, sanity and everything, and I owe all to you guys.
That's awesome.
Don't forget to thank yourself.
That's
right. Doing
the
work.
You put the work in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what? I am so proud of you. I am so proud of you. Way to go. Way
thank
to go.
You. Thank you. And also, last show I was talking about the alcohol intake and if I could do it or not, and you guys challenged me and said, well, if you really want it, you won't be drinking. And I have not touched alcohol in about 2 weeks now.
Good for you, man.
That's
great.
Awesome.
That's
good
so
for
fun.
You.
Yeah.
Across those 2 weeks, and I know you had asked me, and you were looking at challenging yourself with your diet and whatnot, too, because you were kind of plateauing. Have you seen a change?
Yes, I have. I've been doing what you said, eating more meals throughout the day, more lean proteins,
mm-hmm.
and I don't feel sluggish. I feel a lot more energetic.
Great.
I mean, even as I just told Sparky, I've had a stomach virus for the last 2 days, and I woke up especially just to call the show and talk.
That's DDP yoga dedication, bro.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so... But anyway, I just want to call and say thank you. Crystal, thank you for sharing your story and your motivation. And I always find the show very powerful, and you just made it even that more powerful for me.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you so much. And please, please, look me up on DDP Yoga and keep up the good work. You're doing a fantastic job.
I sure will. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
You're feeling better.
Yeah.
All right. I sure will.
Shoot me a line and get some rest, bro.
All right, sure will. Thank you.
Well,
okay.
All right. Take care. Bye.
And we go from Eric to one of my favorite human beings on the planet. We've actually got Ray Lloyd with us now.
It's Ray. Hey, guys. What's up?
Hi.
Hey, Ray.
What's up, Ray? How are y'all?
Oh, doing good, man.
Good. I just jumped on a few minutes ago, and actually because I got home late tonight and actually did my workout a little bit late, but I did a strength builder workout tonight, so I'm happy to be sitting down and have that over with. It was a good workout. I've only been on for a few minutes. I'm not really sure what all has happened on the show tonight, but I'm sure it's been as good as always.
Well, we did a Facebook contest. I don't know if you saw that, but we did a Facebook contest and where people send their stories, and Crystal, who's on the line with us now, she was our winner. So we're talking
about
her.
Hey, Crystal.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Awesome.
Well, welcome aboard.
I am so happy to be here, my friend.
Well,
so
good,
happy.
Good. Yeah,
I'm a lucky girl.
I'll tell you, Ray, Crystal is an absolute warrior, so lucky to have her on the team.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. It's always good to have another warrior.
You missed her blog earlier, Ray. To show how much of a warrior she was, she set a goal to do 18 workouts in 1 week.
Oh, my God.
And she felt, she said, now there's no such thing as failure, I think was the title of her blog, but she got 14 of those in. Isn't that amazing?
That is. That's that is
so
that's
next
beyond
week,
impressive.
Next week I'm making a double black diamond challenge, so I don't know if you're going to want to join me, but.
What is it?
What is that?
To knock one off every day.
A double black diamond every day?
Every day.
No, I did the Steve Anderson challenge, which was two double black diamonds in the same day, and that was pretty rough.
Yep, it's a
hell
of a workout.
you know what we should do, Crystal? What you should put that up either in the Challenge Center or by itself as a blog.
Okay.
Put in the call out. We have tons of people in DDP yoga now who could step up and take that challenge. We should see how many people we can get in that. I bet you could get, you know, a ton of people signed up for that.
You're on. Are you going to join us?
Well, I just put myself out there, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
So you know I'm going to be knocking on your door, right, saying, hey,
there's
today's
one foot,
today.
There's two, I'm in.
Okay,
I needed
awesome.
That. I actually needed that.
You know what? We're a team. We got to stick together, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Now, is this like all 7 days, or is this 5 days, or
all seven? All seven.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of course.
There was no hesitation in that.
Yeah,
no.
I know.
Like,
I don't know why.
Right to the point.
I'm one of those go-to kind of girls. You know what? I just And you know what? Honestly, with the DDP yoga for me, I mean, it's better than a shot of coffee. Let me tell you, it's better than a cup of espresso. It's just woo! It just gets me going. So the more I do it, the better I feel, and it's addictive, right? You just want to keep going.
That is. It
Hence
really is.
The 14 workouts in a week.
Wow.
And then the weekend before that, we slammed 8 workouts in 1 weekend.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. You could go toe-to-toe with Arthur, I think, at this point.
And you just made me realize I've got a long way to go.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I was just talking to Paige on the phone earlier today, and I told him that, which is something I told Robert about a couple of days ago, I've made a commitment because before I'd always used it as a part of my routine. You know, I still did mm-hmm. some circuit training and stuff like that. I just decided, you know, first of the year, I said, you know what, I'm going to do what Paige has asked me to do for a while, which is, you know, just do this only and see what kind of results I get. And it's going really good so far. It's going really good. You know, last couple of weeks have been great.
Awesome.
I think I'm actually sleeping a little bit better, but I feel more athletic. If that's possible at this point in my life, but I really do. I mean, it's been great so far. So I'm looking forward to see where I can I'll be able to take this.
Yeah, I mean,
the limit.
Ray, you started off slow, but you had a pretty bad shoulder when you started, so you really had to start off slow.
Yeah, I did, and I mean, to the point where I was convinced I was going to have surgery, and even today when I did the Strength Builder workout, I forget the name of it, the one near the end where you're in the plank position, you turn sideways and the rolling shoulders.
Wrap and burn.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and I tell you what, there was no way I could have done that early on. And now I do it, and it's literally pain-free, you know. So I'm still not 100%, but I'm pretty darn close. And you know, just being able to clasp my fingers behind my back and things like that, which I just was not able to do before I started doing this. I mean, I could have maybe done it, but I would have been in excruciating pain doing it. And now there's you know, 90% of the pain's gone. So, and of course I make sure I don't push it past that point. But it's given me back a quality of life that I just assumed I wasn't going to have. And not to say that I felt like I was going to be crippled or anything, but I mean, I just felt like that was just going to be a part of it. Like most wrestlers tell you, oh, well, you know, you'll start to feel that in your latter years. And, you know, Paige showed me that didn't have to be the case. Robert, you know this. You and me and Mark Merrow have joked about this. I mean, Mark and I both resisted it for a long time. You know?
Oh, yeah.
We're
yeah.
always like, oh, it's just Paige. That's what Paige does. You know, he'll try to get you to do that yoga stuff. And then that was how it always was. And the running joke is, like, with Mark and I was like, whenever Paige would come to town here in Orlando, we'd be like, oh, my gosh, love hanging out with Paige, but we got to do this workout with him while he's here. But he gradually won, you know, won us over. And it's not that we didn't ever believe in it. We always believed in it. It was just we always felt like, it's not our thing. That's Paige's thing, but it's not our thing. And gradually, it kind of became our thing because it works and it makes you feel good. And coming from the business that we were in, if there's something that you can do that's going to make you feel better and give you a better quality of life, why in the world wouldn't you do it? And that's why so many wrestlers are jumping on board with this thing, like Chris Jericho. I know Perry Saturn's, starting to do some. It's literally going to be a ripple effect. I know it will be among
absolutely.
The wrestling community. It really
yeah,
will.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Taz contacted Dallas today about it.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That is awesome.
Those guys are bringing people amongst people. This is growing at an astronomical rate. I keep telling people we had another 30 in the past 10 days. We had like another 36 people join. It's at the point. Yeah, everybody has to. I'll throw the challenge out to everybody. It's up to everybody to start welcoming people because there used to be a time where you could get to everybody in an afternoon, welcoming them, checking out the blogs and stuff. Now it's almost a full-time job trying to keep it up. So,
hey, it is my full-time job. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but it's amazing. What it's turning into with that many people is exactly what Paige wanted it to be. Because
right.
now everybody has to get in and help, and it's an infectious thing. I sent him an email the other day, and I was just trying to tell him that even though we don't get updates to each other as often sometimes, you know, I felt really strongly that he does something with DDP yoga as far as the workouts, like you said, Ray. But what he gives people is hope. And you look at all these other shelf DVD programs, anything on the internet that you can get, they can try as hard as they want, but there's no way to manufacture it, package it, put it on the shelf, and sell it. What he does is real.
Absolutely. You know what? It's because his heart is in it, and it's all over it. You can't fake that. You can't fake that. You can't fake the investment in another human being. You really can't. And
yeah,
I will always be so grateful. I will always be so grateful for that. Yeah. And you have every intention of paying that forward. And I mean, I said to him, you're going to be hard pressed to not see me around this for a very, very long time to come. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's good. It's DDP yoga for life. That's the DDPY 4L. I sign everything with it. It's 2 years for me. There's people been here longer than that. Ray, you've been coming on almost, has it been almost a year?
Yeah, I think so. Around the year. So.
Yeah, and you were a guest long before you actually started. So you were, you know, here to inspire us before you actually got on the program.
Yeah, I mean, I always supported the program. I really did, but I always dabbled in it. Like I said, over the years, I've done a little bit here and there, but I just never, I never jumped in with both feet. I always kind of like, you know, dip the toe in the water a little bit with it. And but now I just see what's got me so far. So I'm really looking forward to where I can go with it, which is what one of the pages things is. You can always go, you know, somewhere else with it. You know, which for the competitor side of me, really. It started to, you know, this fired me up because I see some of the things that Paige is doing, and I know Paige, you know, used to not be able to do that stuff. So I know that if he can get it all broken down body it is to do it, I know there's a good chance I can do it.
Oh, and I can't imagine. And Ray, have you been modding much? Because with your martial arts background, I can't imagine the type of stuff that you could probably throw into a DDP yoga workout.
Yeah, you know, I've thrown in a couple of adjustments that have worked really good with, you know, for me, and you know, the things that I've gotten out of so far is that especially like with I did stand up yesterday was, you know, I always prided myself on having pretty good balance until I did that workout. I realized that I had a long way to go to get my balance back to where it needed to be, you know, but once again it was like I was just kind of like laughing at myself while I was doing. I was just thinking. I was like, man, you know, I just really need to smart myself up. I need to get back to work at this a little bit. But, and you know, I think that the old adage, I think, is that people have believed for years is that as you get older, it's just accepted that you lose that you're just going to lose it, you know.
Atrophy.
And this just doesn't have to be that way. It really doesn't. And that's what I really love about it. I was thinking the other day when I was this past weekend, I was talking to somebody, and we weren't even talking about this, but for some reason I got to thinking about it, and I thought, man, it's going to be really, really exciting to see where this will be 5 years from now.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, even a year from now, but 5 years from now, where this will be, because I know Paige. I know his commitment to what he believes in, and his whole thing is like, you know, I'm going forward. Either you're going with me or get out of my way, you know.
I'm
excited for him to see where this is going. I'm excited for everybody involved, especially for Paige. I mean, he's really worked hard, given a, you know, 10 years of his life basically to really make people aware of this. And he walks the walk. I mean, he walks the walk better than anybody out there, any other fitness professional out there. I mean, I'll put Paige up against any of them because the reason why I believe in Paige so much and why he believes in what he does is because no other fitness professional out there had to go through what he had to go through to discover this. You know, they all thought, oh, okay, I want to be healthy and I want to, and that's great. You know, and that's all good. That's okay. I mean, it certainly is. But Paige went through, he found this out of necessity because he was at a point to where he was going to be crippled if he didn't find something just to really help him. And it's really gotten him to the point to where it's given him his life back.
Absolutely.
We've got another call-in guest. We've got Officer X. He's a longtime friend of the show. He's are you there with us?
I'm here. How's it going, guys?
Going good,
hey,
brother.
What's up? Nothing. It's good to be back on. It's been a while. I didn't realize it. I woke up. I go to work at midnight. I woke up and saw the email. I said, I got to call and see how everyone's doing. It's going to be a great year, this 2012.
Oh, absolutely. Hey.
And it's funny, guys. You guys are getting a kick out of this one. When I first called in, I was at home, and I usually go to the gym at 10 o'clock at night on my way to work. So I'm in the Gold's Gym aerobics room by myself right now, just plugging my portable DVD player, about to do the hip, leg, and back opener, red hot core, then go take a shower and go to work. But the thing is, I love when I bring the thing into the gym because the aerobics room has all the mirrors, so you can make sure your form is correct, you know.
Absolutely.
Where you get to get a look at yourself a little bit. And then people always wander in and ask you what you're doing, you know? And we kind of push it that way.
But I'll tell you what, though, I agree with you, Ray, 100%. This thing is going to blow up. It can't not, you know?
Right. Right.
And if you think about it, and I don't know if everyone knows the behind-the-scenes stuff, is it probably waited until Paige had the deal that he has now that he was able to reestablish for it to go, because things happen the way they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Well, with the backstory, it happened with all the rebranding. Once he finally got it, you could see that the bottleneck of what that was before to what the rebirth of DDP Yoga is. It's amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that they wouldn't let us do.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and it's probably a good point to say, and if anybody's out there wants to call and talk about it, 347-994-1216. And then you look out on Twitter, there's thousands of people on Twitter at DDP Yoga, in Real DDP, and then you go out to Facebook. You know, there's hundreds of people out there. It's just amazing. That just wasn't there before.
Everything happens when it's supposed to, and I believe that. I'll tell you, Ray, Mark Miro says it all the time, too, like the girl who was just on. Failure's aiming the bar too low and succeeding rather than too high and missing, you know?
Right there.
That's so true, especially I only got 14 out of 18 in. Damn, that's good. I wish I could miss like that more often.
Exactly.
Oh, it's good stuff. But I mean, I encourage this YR DDP Yoga for everybody. It's just unbelievable. And it works.
It does.
It works. It can't not if you're doing it.
Yeah, you've been doing it for quite a while, haven't you?
Oh yeah, years. Yeah, years on and off, and I do it, you know, it's like anything. It ebbs and flows. You hit it hard for a while, you back off. Because I find with fitness, I got to keep mixing it up, you know?
Absolutely,
But nothing nothing does it for me. When I'm stiff and I can't move and then I hit 7 workouts in a week, and I'm like a new click to find the youth.
Yeah. There you go.
It's awesome. Hey, listen, you guys are doing a great job. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care, man.
Hey, bro. See you. See you. Yeah, guys. On that note, I'm going to probably jump off as well, because I'm going to try to hit my goal to get to bed here at 10 o'clock.
I'm
running out of time right now. So.
Too sweet.
But anyway, guys, it's always great to be on. Maybe I'll try to you know, reach out again next week when we're on again. And you guys keep rocking.
Hey, Ray. Next week we're going to have Shane Helms on. So if you want to call in, you are more than welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll definitely chime in for a little bit just to, if no reason to stay the same. So.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely, man.
Okay, guys. Well, take care. God bless, and y'all keep moving forward with this.
Take care, yourself,
right.
Thank
you,
bro.
Take care.
Okay, see you guys. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Later. What an incredible evening for the show.
Yeah, I don't. Other than Mark Merrill or RVD, I don't think there's anybody who hasn't called in tonight.
No, and speaking of Mark Merrill, if people need to check something out, you just posted his new promo for DDP Yoga, which is fantastic.
You know, I'm glad you said that, man, because I wanted to mention that when you're watching that video, pay close attention to his spine in that picture. Did you see that, Sparky?
It is crushed. It's almost up on top of itself with the way that one vertebrae is just impacted.
Yeah, there's
unbelievable.
There's one vertebrae that's nearly 50% out of place. And the thing is, because I went and I shot that video. So Mark and I talked for a while before we actually did the video, but his spine was like that when he started wrestling. So So basically, core strength with him is so important because it's actually holding his spine in place.
Absolutely.
Without that, he wouldn't be able to walk.
That's
so
amazing.
When you're watching that video, take a look. I mean, because that's why I didn't do the 9/11, but on the edit that I did, I made sure there was a lot of his crazy moves in there just to see what this guy was doing with his spine like that. It's crazy.
Well, he was doing all those high-flying moves and all the flips and the splashes and stuff like that. That is, I mean, yeah, you're... If you're running the ropes and you're hitting another body or you're hitting a mat, that's pretty rough. But when you're throwing yourself up 10, 15 feet in the air and then just dropping your body with all that weight,
Yeah, so he was. What's that?
It ain't fake. You can't fake hurt. You can't fake hurt.
You can't fake hurt. Absolutely not.
You can't fake hurt. You really can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
So his story is amazing. I was lucky enough to get him to send me the pictures of his spine, and it's just, he's like, you know, yep, that's what I live with every day. And it's just, it's amazing that he went out and performed within that kind of shape and that kind of pain.
I don't know who that is, but if you were trying to come through, you got a lot of background noise. But to go along with that, Doug Steffen, when he starts pumping his video out, he is a man of what seems 1,000 surgeries. He named a part of the body. He had it worked on, and he is extremely pumped. He is starting a journey almost from the beginning again because he had his latest surgeries, and he's done, and he's videotaping everything, and he was taking shots at me today, throwing me. He's like, I got my workout done. Where's yours, Junior?
Doug is a great guy. He's very, very inspirational, but he's also a resident asshole. So if you're listening, Doug, that's for you.
Fantastic. I'll have to tell him we name dropped him. But by his formal and informal name. Well, to talk about Team DDP Yoga and relationships that are formed on here, there's probably some for me that aren't closer than Doug and myself, because Doug actually pushed me a lot in my journey. And before he was restationed and moved over to Germany for his job, I made a point to go out. I got to meet Arthur, which was fantastic, but I got to hang with Doug for a solid weekend. And I tell you, having people be so gracious to you after they've motivated you for so long and sort of meeting with them, I don't want to say it's like starstruck, because you kind of get that out of the way right in the beginning. And then when you actually meet somebody who's changed your life, I mean, there's a piece of them that's with you, and they understand where you came from, and they understand how to take you where you need to be, and vice versa. So that's why it's so important with all these people starting to come in and this starting to take off, that anybody with an earshot of this broadcast, or you're looking on Team DDP Yoga, help somebody out, because they're never going to forget it, and you are going to change somebody's life. You might be sitting there thinking, I thought about that post and replied to it. Even just a reply saying, great job, you are going to impact somebody in ways you don't even know.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Investing can do.
Yeah, if you can do that, hop in. I mean, there's so many people who are doing things like this, and we used to give welcomes out, but there's so many, like, there's people who took their six picks, like Alexander Murray, Nick Craven, One Man Crew, who's looking awesome, Chris Kay, and Jonathan Tyler Nunley. I mean, just taking your six picks can push somebody. I mean, people taking videos. Rev Kev did a video.
Yeah.
Stacy's video is amazing. Arthur's video is amazing. People just watch that, and some people are just moved to tears by watching that, from how inspirational it is.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's what helped me in the beginning was, you were talking about motivation earlier, Sparky, and, you know, you don't have to wait for something drastic like what Crystal was told. I mean, just me watching Arthur's video or seeing Carney Wilson on Oprah, two people that were helped by Dallas, showed me what was possible, and I, thank God, didn't wait for something, for some kind of drastic diagnosis. You know, you don't have to wait till it gets to that point.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. You pick yourself up and move forward. And that's why I was saying, when Crystal was explaining that, and like the things that you had to go through, there are people right now, and I try to relate to them, because I feel like when I used to sit on the couch and just waste myself away, when I go back and look at, you know, some old videos of me where I'm taking a bag of Dorito chips and I have it up to my mouth and I'm finishing the whole bag, you know, and then when my son's born, I can barely walk up a hill. have a perfectly good body. Nothing really, you know, wrong with it, except for the things I brought on myself, like sleep apnea, acid reflux, and high blood pressure. People live with that every day and think it's normal. DDP yoga changed that all for me.
I know, it changes everything. I mean, for me, one of the first pivotal moments after I started doing it was being able to get up off the chaise lounge without calling for help. I literally, you know, needed help to get up from that. I couldn't do it on my own. And the day that I could spring myself, you know, on my own was huge for me. But that's what happened. I mean, little steps along the way. There was no, you know, I mean, now I'm doing stuff I thought I'd never do in this lifetime. But if I had thought about that 3 years ago, it would have seemed impossible and, you know, would have been overwhelming. So I just looked at it a step at a time.
That's right.
I didn't look at the big picture.
Absolutely.
It goes right back to what you were saying earlier, Crystal, when you talked to DDP. It's, you know, if you look down and look and make sure your steps are going forward one step at a time instead of looking, oh, my God, I got to get over that mountain. Before you know it, you'll be headstrong running down the other side of the mountain.
Right, because there does come a point when you're working out that you, I don't know, I know it happened with me in the beginning when, you know, I was pretty sick and I was, you know, larger than I am now. And it was a matter of, you know, when I started out, it was painful. Oh, it was painful. It hurt. You know what? It really did hurt. I was 222 pounds. It hurt. And, but I kept hitting play. And then it became that it was becoming more and more of a habit. Then you get addicted to the feeling. Then you start feeling really, really good. And then there comes that magic little moment where all of a sudden a light bulb goes off in your head and you're walking by a mirror and you go, oh, my God.
Wow.
And then you stop and you think and you go, you know what? I'm worth the effort. I'm worth the effort. If only for yourself, you're worth the effort.
And nobody says after that point or after doing the workout, it wasn't worth it. I love getting on the site and looking like there's a couple people on there who are putting up, I've got my 8 days in, I've got my 5 days, I got a week. Andrew, Lauren Miller, and Bobby Sharp all put, you know, these blogs up saying where they're at. You've had blogs up there saying the same thing, Crystal, and it's just like, you get so excited with all of your own progress.
Oh,
it's amazing. And just that, people see that it's real and it's attainable and they can get it. And if they see somebody, if they see something in you that resembles a little bit of them, that gives them a, you know, a little seed. What could I do?
And again, those are the most powerful words that, you know, because that's one of the, DDP posed that question to me at one point. What could you do? Well, now that
right.
just fires me up. I have it written in my workout room. It's on my workout mirror. What could you do? If you put everything in your workout right now, what could you do? Well, I could do another workout, and then I can do another one after that.
And you could do 13 or 14 more after that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. 14 in a week is the goal to be beat right now for me. But
that's amazing. That's
yeah.
amazing. It and you should throw that up in, on the site, too, for people to meet. I think we got, for people just joining, if you're just getting to this part of the show, Crystal threw out a challenge. Next week is Double Black Diamond Week.
Yeah.
Starting Sunday or Monday? Is it Sunday to Sunday or Monday to Monday?
Well, you know, Sunday is a day of rest, so how about we start Monday? We'll go Monday. Right. Yeah. Yep,
nice.
Double Black Challenge starting Monday. You got to do it once a day. Yep.
That's
it's
doable.
Only one workout. It's only one workout.
Yeah, well, an hour and 9 minutes.
It's okay,
yeah.
But it's only one workout.
for,
do it the best
people,
you can with where you are, with what you got, and you can do it. I guarantee it.
And Stacey, Crystal, or Rob, when you first did that, like, I remember the first time I did it, I actually had to end up pulling the camera out because I was like, am I doing this? This isn't a bullshit workout. It was the first time I did it. How freeing was that for you guys?
Oh. I'll tell you what, man. The first time, okay, Steve threw out that challenge last week, and while I'm on the show and I'm agreeing to it, but while I'm agreeing to it, I'm not thinking double black diamond. I'm thinking diamond cutter, which I've done a few times. So I get up the next morning and I'm like, wait. He said double black diamond, and I pulled out the DVD. I'm like, oh my god. But I had already agreed to it, so I was like, you know what? I've never done it before. I'm gonna give it a shot, and I got through it, and it kicked my ass, but I got through it. It just felt I didn't know that I was in that good of shape to be able to get through it in the first place, so I went ahead and did it again.
Nice.
So that was pretty cool.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
Yeah, it was a pretty amazing feeling. Just the title of it kind of scared me for months. But I finally did it. You know, I just, I said I'll just modify, I'll do it at my own pace, and I really got through it, you know, with a few modifications, and it felt amazing. I just felt like I had knocked a major challenge down.
You can't buy that feeling.
No.
It's just such a euphoric sense of, oh my gosh, I did this, and I did it for myself, and I'm better for it. I mean... What an amazing
Absolutely.
Thing. What an amazing thing to give yourself.
If people look at it like it's like that workout that is challenging, but if you look at it like any lifestyle change, like it's challenging, give yourself 15 solid days to 30 solid days. Average people say it takes about 20 days to build a habit.
Yeah.
You get yourself to do it every 3 days if that's what you can do, 5 days if you can do it. 2 a days, every 3 days, whatever it is, but do the same thing for those 15 days. If you skip a day, you'll miss it.
Yeah, and it's the consistency that it will change your body. The consistency of doing those moves, it'll realign your posture, strengthens the core. It just gives you kind of literally a new blueprint for your physical being.
Absolutely. And I mean, I remember when I was starting out in the very beginning, and because working out was such a mental hurdle that I had to get over, so then I figured, okay, well, there's got to be a way around this. I'm not the only person in the world that's struggling with this, and, you know, ow, I hurt in places I forgot that I even had. So what I ended up having to do is I would put my workout shoes where my slippers were when I'd get out of bed, and I'd sleep in my workout clothes.
Nice.
I had no excuse not to come downstairs. And there was a rule that I had to work out for at least 20 minutes. If I worked out for at least 20 minutes and I still wasn't digging it, I could quit. And did you think I ever quit?
Nope.
I quit once. Because after, you know, 20 minutes, your blood's pumping, you're getting up a good sweat, you know, and you're better for it. So at the end of the day, you know what, you're always worth the investment. You're always worth the investment in yourself.
Yeah.
Always.
And not that coffee's bad, because people talk about, you know, it's like their cup of coffee in the morning. But I tell you what, coming through almost having high blood pressure, if anybody's close to it,
mm-hmm.
you know, coffee's going to raise your heart rate, you know, sort of artificially. But if you come in and you knock out a couple workouts, yeah, you're going to be challenging your heart a little bit. Boy, that is going to get your heart so healthy that if you're anywhere near close to high blood pressure, watch how it drops naturally.
Absolutely.
After a couple weeks. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely. I mean, it's an amazing workout. It's an amazing workout. And, you know, now that the popularity is increasing and the word is getting out, I mean, the most wonderful thing about it all is, you know, the stories and the people that, you know, it's going to help, because it's an amazing workout. I don't think that there's anything that I've come across that can hold a candle to it.
No, not at all. Stacey, you still there? Do you already go?
Did she drop, I believe? Yeah.
Oh,
just...
okay.
Two, three. So, Crystal, where do you? You're kicking ass with the workout. You've got the right mindset, without a doubt. Where do you go from here?
I keep hit and play. I keep hit and play. There is no stop. There is no quit. There's just keep going. There's always a challenge, just like Dallas said. There is, you do what you can. And when you get to that point, there's always somewhere else to go. There is no stop. There is no stop. It's a way of life. It really is. It's opened up new doors, new avenues.
Yeah.
There's no quit. There is no quit.
No.
No. I can't quit. Not that I would even if I had the opportunity, mind you, but I can't quit because I'm on a mission to heal something that I was told can't be healed.
I 100% agree with that.
I might prove a lot of people wrong. Yeah, absolutely.
You should. You know what I find amazing, and I'd be interested seeing through your journey with this, is when people talk about certain disorders and whether they may or may not be linked to autoimmune. And, you know, are you doing the gluten-free, dairy-free?
I am, yep.
And
I have kids in the house that have 7 pages of allergies. So, oh, yeah. So,
wow.
You know, food is a huge thing in my house. So they're allergic to anything from a cow anyway, for the most part. So, yeah, we drink almond milk. So, yeah, there's, you know, dairy is not an issue at all. But, yeah, I've cut gluten out since then, too, as well.
Nice. That's going to help you feel better.
Oh, absolutely. I don't feel so, I don't know, sluggish. Do you know? I feel
like. Well, just listening to you on here, it doesn't seem like sluggish would be in your vocabulary.
But see, I'm so stubborn, I wouldn't even give in to sluggish even if I wanted. I would just plow right through it. I would just plow, honestly, right through it anyway.
Yeah, I think you've got two speeds. One is 18, I'm going to destroy this, and one is 14, I'm going to kick its ass. That's it.
See, I have this thing, and I know that I've had a couple of people say, what the heck does that mean? At the bottom of a lot of my blog posts, it'll say Kia Kaha, and everyone's like, what does that mean? Well, I went and got that tattooed on me as well, and Kia Kaha means be ever strong. So,
nice.
Yeah, Kia Kaha. You just keep going. I have no give up. I just keep going.
That's great. No,
I want to see how this all plays out in the end, and you're not going to get there by, you know, as Dallas would say, sitting on your ass. You got to, yeah.
You have to participate in your own life if you're going to get anywhere.
You know what? I couldn't have said that any better if I tried. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Don't watch it go by the couch while you're sitting on the couch. No.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, make the investment in yourself. It's the smartest thing you can do. Absolutely.
You've got to feel good, Sparky, because, I mean, when's the last time somebody told you you were right? So.
In this house, it's been a long time now.
There you go.
My 3-year-old is very animate that he is always right. And today he learned the word frustrated. Daddy, you frustrate me.
No.
Okay. You're right, Damien. You're right. Don't worry, buddy. But,
that's awesome.
Yeah, kids are way smarter than some people give you credit for. It's amazing the conversations you can have with a 3-year-old. It's humbling.
Absolutely. See, my 2, I just say, if you want to talk to me, because I'm always, my workout room is called my dungeon, so when I'm down in the dungeon, I'll say, if you want to come in here and talk to me, you better strap some shoes on and start doing this workout. My biggest saving grace is because they love wrestling, and they love Dallas, so, you know, it's a big deal for them, and they think that if it's cool that a wrestler's doing this, well, then it's good enough for them, so they do it too. So, you know, I got an in. They just come in.
Novelty is good.
Yeah, they do wire.
So, we are pretty much crushing the show, so if anybody wants to throw anything in, last-minute questions for Crystal, or you got something in the chat room, throw it up if you want to call. 347-994-1216. And that was about as slow as I possibly could. The last time I announced that with Dallas on the line, he had me slow it down about 3 times because this is my normal is 347-994-1216, which I think people can hear. But
Well, I just want to time while we're kind of having a bit of a quiet moment. Sorry to interrupt, guys. I just want to say thank you so very much. Thank you so much. I had a blast. I've had so much fun, and I'm very grateful. So thank you.
Paul, thanks for being here and hanging on with us for, like, the entirety of the show. I mean, you really made it, and I think people love to hear it because, you know, listening to Robert and I every week, you know.
You know, We actually have a call on hold. I'm not even going to cue this. Let's find who this is. Who's on hold?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
We sure can. Who is it?
This is Dave Sherman.
Dave, what's going on, brother?
Hey, brother. I talked to Dallas the other day, and he said that I should post this on a blog, which I will tomorrow, but I figured I'd call it and show tonight. I'm about 65 days into the dairy and gluten-free deal. Dude, I'm officially down 70 pounds.
Nice.
And I got 30 pounds to go to my 100-pound goal. And, I mean, I'm just flying on top of the world, man. I got the majority of my family doing this. My brother and his wife have switched to dairy and gluten-free. And in fact, my sister-in-law just joined the site this week. So, I'm spreading the word like fire, man.
Oh, that is awesome.
So awesome. That is so awesome. Way to go.
That is amazing, man. You've been really, really have been kicking it, man. You've been really active on the site, welcoming people, doing all kinds of stuff. Oh, man, that's amazing. I know your mantra. Well, and you got a great mantra too. If anybody knows Dave, what he posts is it's right in his profile. You must want it, believe it, live it. Then you will what?
Become it.
Right on.
Ooh, that is awesome.
That's
fantastic. Yeah, it's a pretty cool deal, you know. I know I've been wanting to call in for a while, but I didn't have what I thought would be relative to say, what I thought in this week it'd be good, you know.
You're down 70 pounds. How long did that take you, Dave?
I started, like the last part of April last year, and I did, you know, I gave myself, I wanted to lose 100 pounds before I turned 47 on April 5th of this year, and I got kind of dropped off the first 40 pretty quick, and then I hit that plateau, and then Dallas called me, and he discussed it with me on why I should be gluten and dairy free, so I switched over to that, like, you know, a little over 2 months ago, and man, it made a world of difference in me.
Nice.
I just can't believe the difference on how good I feel, and the fact that, you know, the weight is just dropping off. I mean, it's making a big difference. All the people on the job are making big comments on how much weight I've lost and how I've done it. You know, you got people doing the P90X and all this kind of stuff, and I'm like, well, you know, you're kind of wasting your time on that deal, and I can do what I'm doing, and I wanted to say a deal on that too, Sparky, the fact that I agree with you 100% when you say I have never, ever regretted being a workout.
Absolutely.
When I get, you know, sometimes I got to talk myself to get up and actually start the workout. But, man, by the time I'm done working out, I've never regretted doing one of these workouts. Whereas I can see these guys at the job doing P90X and stuff like that, and they look half dead when they're done. It's like, oh, well, more power to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know what, in those workouts, and, you know, some people get some really good results on them. But, you know, when you get an off-the-shelf program and people don't invest and you don't have the community sticking behind you and you don't have people calling in with these kind of results and this kind of motivation like you and Crystal have, it's like, you know, how could you want to stay in it? I mean, those things are constructed. 90 is in the name of the product, 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
How is 90 days a lifestyle? This is a lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I drive a coach for an entertainer, for a country singer, and we took a break a while back. But when I actually got a chance to meet Dallas and work out with him, we were playing a show in Hollywood there. And I got back to work and saw one of the other crew guys, and I was like, hey, man, did you hear I got a chance to meet Dallas and work out with him? He's like, man, did you hear that I got a chance to meet Tony Horton? So he just totally walked right over what I said. He started talking about this workout that he did with Horton on the beach down there in Hollywood somewhere, or Long Beach or whatever. But then he's talking about, at the end of his workout, he said he just basically had to crawl back to his hotel room. And I'm like, really? Well, I did my workout with Dallas, and I walked across the street and went to a concert, you know, because I felt good instead of bad.
That's cool. Hey, you got you have a fan, Steve Anderson, wanted to say, tell Mr. Sherman that Ragin says he's a badass.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it, bud. Yeah, I'll be posting some new stuff as far as my journals and stuff like that, and I'm going to post new pictures and the blog tomorrow.
Cool.
Back to the house. And, yeah, I've got some new photographs I took, and I had my wife take, brother, and I've also got some gluten-free recipes and stuff like that that we've been experimenting with. I need to post on the website, too. I just haven't had the time recently, but I got a few days off coming, so we're going to be doing that.
Ooh, I'd really love to see them. Absolutely. I would love to see them.
Yeah, one of the weirdest things for me, the hardest thing for me when I went gluten free is my favorite dessert of all time is ambrosia salad, and it's like made with sour cream, so I kind of just killed me. So, but my wife figured out a way to do it with tofu and lemon juice, and you make a sour cream out of tofu, and it's like, man, yeah. It rocks.
I have a recipe here for the kids that we can make a form of sour cream as well with cashews.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting to do that.
Cashews and lemon juice and, you know, a food processor, and away you go. Yeah, absolutely. If I can hunt it down, I'll post it as well.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to see that. Yeah, the gluten-free deals, that's the way to go, man. I'm in it for life now. It's one of those kind of deals where it's definitely a lifestyle change, and I'm just straightforward and looking back, man.
Oh, I'm so proud.
Absolutely lifestyle changes.
So awesome.
Yeah. If I can get, I'm working on the rest of my family. I need to get, if I can just convince my kids to do it now, we'll be good. I mean, they're all not wanting to do workouts with me and stuff. They want to eat healthy like daddy's eating, but then they want to turn right around and eat, you know, Wonder Bread too. And it's like, well, look, you know, you got to make his choice here, you know.
Yeah, I know all about that. Yeah, it's difficult.
It's tough to get them in onto everything. Sometimes it's tough to get yourself in onto everything, but man, if you do, it clicks and it works. Crystal, somebody threw up a question in the chat for you, and just wanted to know the total time that you work out every day.
The typical time I work out every day?
The total time.
So anywhere, I try and log 2 hours a day. I do try and log 2 hours. That being said, sometimes life gets in the way. So, you know, on the busy days, I usually settle at an hour and a half.
Nice. Now we've got another question from the chat room. Is how hard was it, guys, for you guys to go gluten and dairy free? How hard was that to stick to?
I don't know about everyone else, but for me it was super easy just because I live in a house that has children with so many issues, and I'm a holistic nutritionalist, so I have a lot of recipes up my sleeve. So it was really, for me, it was easy. I do really, really do miss bread sometimes, but I'm willing to give it up. So, but yeah, it was easy for me.
I really didn't have a problem with milk. I stopped drinking milk back in the 80s. I read an interview with Lou Ferrigno and some of the big name bodybuilders that I admired back in the day talking about what cow milk was and what it's not. So that didn't have a problem. The bread was an issue, but you know, Dallas, he threw up a few, like he told me about some of the different namastes and udi spreads and stuff like that. So once I found that there was alternatives out there, that you know, it just kind of clicked, you know. And then I don't know, within like the first week, I thought maybe I was just imagining, so you know, that like man, my pants are loose, and it's like surely that can't be, you know, I just bought these pants, and within a matter, literally within a matter of days, I started seeing differences, and I'm like, well, hell, this is the shit here.
Oh, it absolutely works. And Dave, let me ask you this, like, not only like, I think there's a difference between when you start to see fat and then also feel, you see the fat come off, but you also feel the effects of bloating. I don't think people realize how bloated they are from like the inflammation and whatnot. How much better do you feel that you don't have that anymore?
Oh, tons. Yeah, and I told somebody one time in the chat room about the fact that I really didn't feel any ill effects. But I did go through a situation where I actually thought I had a flu bug. I thought I got my daughter brought her home from school, I thought. But then when conversations and emails with Dallas, he basically explained that more likely what I was probably doing was going through withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
And because the symptoms are the same. And, I mean, it basically, you know, but as far as, yeah, I mean, the bloated situation after eating dinner, and, you know, they're like, so I spend a lot of time behind the wheel, gonna drive a bus, and it's like, so a lot of times I'm eating really quick and then sitting down and driving, it's like, I don't get that feeling anymore, and the energy level, I don't get that, you know, with most car crashes, you don't get that, you know, so that makes a world of difference to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
It does make the biggest difference. And I think we have a pretty good show to wrap up right now.
Let me interrupt you this far, because we actually have another caller that just popped up.
We're on a roll.
Yeah. Who's our new caller?
Hey, this is me. Can I talk to DDP for a minute?
Actually, Dallas is his. He hung up about a half an hour ago. He had his voice was worn out.
I'm right here. Hello.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, so we're. So you got Sparky, Dave, Crystal, and Robert. You got a question on DDP Yoga, or do you have a question straight for Dallas?
For Dallas. When you worked for WCW, did you ever thought that you might go to the WWE and win the European Championship?
Well, unfortunately, you missed Dallas. He had to hang up about a half an hour ago.
Oh, shoot, sorry. Yeah, I just read his Twitter. Sorry.
That's okay.
Right. Hey, bro, shoot him the question on Twitter, and maybe he'll get back to you, but, you know.
Yeah, if not, he'll be back on the show next week.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Along with Shane Helms, so.
Oh, okay. And I guess he'll be there next week.
All right.
In the meantime, check out DDP Yoga.
Yeah, absolutely.
You won't regret it.
Okay, I gotta go. Bye.
See ya.
All right. Later.
Wow. Anyway. All right.
So, before that call.
Yeah, you were saying something. I shouldn't let you finish.
I wasn't going to say that.
I know. I'll say it. Yeah.
we've had a fantastic show, but it's time to tap out, I think, with Dave and Crystal wrapping this up. You guys got anything left that you want to say to the peeps?
The other thing I would say is, like I said before, you know, want it, live it, believe it, become it. Stick with it, man. You can do anything you put your mind to. Find your passion and just live with it. And own it, as Dallas would say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do what you can with what you've got from where you are.
Nice.
All right. Well, we done did this show. And with Crystal, its ass was kicked and re-kicked because that's the only way she does it.
Okay.
And so thanks, Dallas, Terry, Crystal, Dave, Robert, who else did I miss called in? Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, we've had
Officer
a fantastic
X. Yeah.
Officer X. Everybody supporting the show, get out there. If you haven't heard it before, teamddpyoga.com, ddpyoga.com to get yourself the best workout and lifestyle of your life. Follow DDP, Real DDP, and Team DDP on Twitter. Other than that, we got nothing else for you. If the 10% comes knocking, kick it right in the ass, live life at 90%.
Absolutely.